On our way to Selichot this morning, as we were walking into the shul, we saw Harav Shechter walking by on his way to Shacharit in the other building of the yeshiva. And Nedi El-Kaim asked Harav Shechter, Rebbe, you're going to join us for Slichos? He's like, Slichos? No, I didn't convert yet. I'm not joining. So that's very interesting. Harav Shechter won't join the Sfaradi Slichot because he didn't convert to Sfaradi yet. But who says you have to be a Sfaradi to go to Sfaradi Slichot? In fact, every year in yeshiva, you hear Ashkenazi boys, complaining or the like that, their Selichot are very poetic. It's very difficult language for them to understand, especially because it's different every single night. It's very hard to connect to. Why can't they go to Sfaradi Selichot, which is a great nigunim, easy words, it's the same thing every night, and everyone is into it? Why do they have to pray with the Ashkenazi versions of their Selichot? So this was dealt with by Rav Nevinson on Tishvot Avigdor HaLevi, page 406, where he is quoted as saying that, Al titosh torat imecha, you're not allowed to abandon the traditions of your family for whatever reason you want. That even if you find it it's so inspirational to go to the other one, you still have to do your own. You really should preserve your own community's traditions. And if you really, really feel you're so compelled to go join the other kehilah with their version of Selichot, then you still have to recite your own afterwards as well. This is echoed by Harav Aviner, who writes that Avodat Hashem is not about experiences, it's not about Chavaya, it's about Havaya. It's about Shem Shemaim, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not about what you find to be so experiential. Rav Shalom Eshash writes this way as well, that one must preserve his own community's nosach. A Sfaradi boy in an Ashkenazi yeshiva is not allowed to recite Ashkenazi Selichot. And even if he's with an Ashkenazi minyan, there's no Sfaradi minyan, he should still recite his own nosach of Selichot, not the one that they are reciting. This is very much the consensus of Gedolei HaPosekim, that a person should preserve the customs of his family and traditions of his community. Rav Mordechai Levar does note that all of these poskim, kvodamim, komam unach, it's a little bit strange, because this isn't a set nosach of tefillah from the Ashrei Knesset HaGedolah. This is just piyutim, tefillot, and however much it helps us enhance our avodat Hashem, what's the big deal? We should also note how Harav Yaakov Ariel, the former chief rabbi of Ramat Gan and Rosh Yeshiva there, writes in a few places in Halacha B'Yameinu, as well as on the Machon HaTorah Haaretz website, in a ma'amar, that especially in an educational institution where we want to introduce each other to each other's traditions, it's very worthwhile to, let's say, have a Sephardi Selichot morning and an Ashkenazi Selichot morning, so that all the students can be introduced to each other's minhagim and familiarize themselves with each other's traditions. Selichot are just like Zemirot. There's nothing wrong with Ashkenazim singing Kiyah Shmirah Shabbat with the Sephardi Mangina, or Agad Elcha, or Chavivi, or Nagila. Adarabah, we'd be so happy if they would. What's wrong with that, and how is it any different from reciting Selichot with the Sfaradim as well? At the same time, Rav Ariel discourages praying with the opposite Kehilah, with the opposite Nosach, if it would be considered Porosh Midarkei HaTzibur for one to attend the other one's services. I have a brother-in-law who's Ashkenazi, and he's learning in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he's loving the fact that he stays up until 12:45 in the morning, and he sees all the Sfaradim get together, and they start Selichot, and he's been going, and he's enjoying it, and he's loving it. And he's singing all the Nigunim with them, and he told me the most powerful thing of the Sfaradi Selichot, coming from this Ashkenazi boy, the most powerful thing is how they blow the shofar during the Yogim HaMidot. So I told him, blowing the shofar during the Yogim HaMidot, you know what you're like? Mashallah lema adara domeh. You're like an Israeli who finished his army service and decides to go to Thailand to find God. And while he's there, he finds a Chabad rabbi who reintroduces him to Judaism. The blowing the shofar during Slichot is an Ashkenazi minhag that we hijacked. Don't be so inspired by that if you're going to Sfaradi Slichot. You should be inspired by the Sfaradi Slichot, the beautiful Ben Adam Alecha Nerdam, Adonai Slichot, Bezochri Al Mishkavi, and Eilecha. Those are the crux of the beauty of the manginot of the Sfaradim, with the beautiful words and atirot HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. So all in all, there is much to say about preserving one's traditions and doing what it takes to follow one's traditions and connect with them rather than seeking alternative methods and venues of connecting to a selichot. But there are those who find it worthwhile to taste and to experience as well. We should all have a very successful selichot season, Be'ezrat Hashem. And you know what? Maybe it's okay for Ashkenazim to go to Sfaradi selichot for the entire week. Maybe they just have to come starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then it would be okay if they go from the beginning, but then, who am I to paskin?